This is Hiroshi Shai of Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and this is the weekly update of October 27th to November 1st. So there was a clue drop. It was called the Ophini Key. And if you go to the site, it's right there on the top again. And you can see the key is called the Ophini Keys. It was dropped 10/24/2019. And it's Satoshi's Global Hunt Time. And if you click on it, it gives you the clue peg here. This big, massive QR code with the white spaces on the corner giving you the open telegram, the telegram situation. You have like this clock with the Satoshi Treasure logo in the center. It looks like possibly a QR code in the center here, kind of distorted. You have these hands, which we'll get back to. And then it looks like there's two layered QR codes in the background. So some hints occurred in which a user in the public channel stated that by the name of Grinkle, I'm caught up to watch an anime. The times are 12:54.15 and 9:19:50. Someone else is doing anything else on it. And then he goes, the circle around the cat has six lines, which are two colors. Each color has a small, medium, and big line. Same as the hour, minute, and second hand of a watch. So this is how we got the times. And then you just combine the QR codes at the purple, white, or blue, and red, and black. So you have to somehow paste and combine the QR codes together. And this gives you the website, which is right here, introducing Satoshi's Global Hunt Time. GHT observes a DTS fall back to UT minus 5 at 2 o'clock on the first Sunday, November. All future clues utilize the chronological element will observe the aforementioned Satoshi Global Hunt Time, unless otherwise noted. To receive a passphrase, required to unlock a box, send a postcard to the postal customer, P.O. Box 231009, Boston, Massachusetts, 02114, listing the accurate delta between then and now as multiplied by 80. Your answer should appear clear and legible in numerical format, days, hours, minutes, seconds. Along with the answer, you must include also a valid email address in which to receive a response. Optionally, you will receive a link to the key base profile that contains a PGB key. If you do so, you will encrypt our email response to using the provided PGB key. So, slow mail. Interesting. The passphrase will confidentially and exclusively distribute via official email to the hunters who have successfully submitted the correct response in the exact manner as detailed above. Time limit. The listed above box will be checked actively twice at 1400 GHT on 11/11, which is Veterans Day, and 11/18/2019. Any submissions in the box by 11/2019 will receive an email notification confirming its receipt, but will not be told whether the submission is correct or not. On 11/18/2019, the box will be checked a second time, at which point all accurate and correct submissions will receive an email of congratulations, and all incorrect or erroneous submissions will receive an email with notice of incorrect submissions. One submission per email address will be accepted. Please observe all local and federal laws applicable to the U.S. Postal Service and several commercial customers. Please do not send anything out of the country, out of the ordinary, or even in jest, postcards only. For transparency, the correct answer to the puzzle will be published on 11/19/2019 on this page at or before 2014 GHT. If your answer is correct by this time, you will have also received the required passphrase to the email address you provided. And then at the bottom is the decryptor. So that is for the clue. This is very different. You have to perform a task, send a postcard, and send it out. Don't know if that qualifies for people who have issues about spending money on this game. But it's very interesting. So your answer should appear clear and legible in numerical format of days, hours, minutes, and seconds. So to receive the passphrase required to unlock the key, send a postcard to that location, listing the accurate delta between then and now. So what is delta? Let's look up that information. So, delta timing, according to Wicca, is a concept used amongst programmers in relation to hardware and network responses. In graphics programming, the term is usually used for variable updating scenery based on the elapsed time since the game last updated, i.e. the previous frames, which will vary depending on the speed of the computer and how much work is needed to be done in the game at any given time. This allows graphics to be calculated separately if graphics are being multi-threaded. In network program, due to the unpredictable nature of internet connections, delta timing is used in a similar way to variably update the movement information received via the network. So it's done by calling a timer of every frame per second that holds the time between now and the last call in milliseconds. So, anything that has global, like, date or time, this is the time clock they're going to use. To receive the passphrase, unlock the key, send a postcard listing the accurate delta between then and now. So I guess from the times that we received the frame time, the two times in between, we're supposed to multiply it by 80. Interesting. Well, we'll see how that goes. We won't get the answers until 11:19. But there you have it as far as hints go. This will help you go along and find the clue. Now, there's some like little punt dramas that always happen in the Telegram channel, but the one I'm going to talk about is this here, about Eric Meltzer here. He says, still some internal debate on the best way to do that, which is the status of proof of funds. We're currently leaning towards using the balance to earn some extra interest for future hunts, so they're going to use the balance of the prize money somehow, I guess a loan out or something, to garner more funds, which makes a static proof of funds hard, but we'll probably just sign something from the wallet so at least everyone can see the BTC exists. So they'll do a proof of signage indicating they own the wallet. To be honest, it's taking a backseat to cranking out more fun clues, but we'll get around to it. And we totally understand the apprehension of someone not waiting to play until we do, which is fine. So there's that as far as the update goes. There was another update about the app that they're supposed to do. I don't see the Telegram here. Basically, what they were going to do is they were going to release an app that will allow us to process the keys and verify them and combine them. He stated in the Telegram chat that it was supposed to release Monday, which was October 27th, but they were having some bug error issues, so it's going to get into test flight, which is like the beta form for Apple. So I guess they're releasing it on Apple first, and then I guess on Android, which is weird because most apps go Android first, then Apple, just because the scrutiny's different and because Android is a more widely utilized platform. So an app should be coming, and they've been saying that for almost 6 months now, about to approach 7. We still haven't had the DLive Q&A by Eric Meltzer or the blog post on how to solve the hunted. And I guess the proof of funds, we have in somewhat of an update on that and an update on the apps. So those are kind of the really the big, huge four outstanding issues when it comes to the hunt is the proof of funds, when the app is going to come out, and just the Q&A questions with Eric Meltzer to talk to the treasure hunters, and the initial blog post, I guess he's forgotten about the hunted, how that could have been solved. But that's it for Satoshi's treasure hunt. There's not really much else going on. There hasn't been another clue drop, but we at least know some kind of rules as far as times go when there's a time clock on any future clues. And you need to have some fun by sending a postcard to this address. Hopefully those people that are doing international were able to figure out soon enough in time to get there. I know when I publish this is coming out possibly November 1st, so there's still like 11 days. Actually, no, it's November 2nd, so there's still time, but, you know, depending on your location, it could, hopefully it will get there in time for you. At least you have all the way to the 18th. So the 18, almost like 16 days for you to send off the postcard. That's if you figure out what the delta thing is and you have to multiply it by 8. But there you have it, hunters. Good luck to Satoshi hunters out there. This is Hiroshi Shibe, and this is Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and on with the hunt.